I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Spending from school, I'm scared to go home. I was
Hello, welcome to this week's show of the new War Stomp Radio podcast. Instead of Filthy Casuals, we got a new name. So this week's episode, we talk about our new name. Talk about your mom. Talk about 7.1. And without further ado, let's start the show. With me, I've got Alvin, as always.
Hello.
I'm with Gino as well. Hey, what's up? And our technical director, who can't figure it out, is Richard.
Can't get it together? Hello.
And I'm your host, Steven. It's time
to
get
stomped.
Yeah! Perfect.
I didn't think we were actually going to do it.
I didn't know what to say, so I was like, oh God.
Alright, well, for our first topic of business, we got a new show name. It's called War Stomp Radio. Smart. Richard, you came up with the name. Why don't you give them a little background as to why we did it and how we came up with it.
Me? Oh.
Oh, I said Richard. It's fine.
I didn't come up with the name. It was Alvin.
Oh, Alvin thought of the name. Go, Alvin.
I did think of the name. I guess there was more than one Filthy Casuals podcast. So we didn't want to saturate the market, and so you needed to come up with a new name.
Yeah, we were hit with a cease and desist letter. So we just had to come up with a new name.
Mm-hmm. Fucking lawyers, they ruined everything.
We were threatened to be deported. Back to Asia.
Well, you can still find us on iTunes, right, Richard? Is it set up? No? I don't know.
It will be after this, but it should be the same. War Stomp Radio.
War Stomp Radio on iTunes. You can catch us there. We're on your RSS feed, wherever else you get podcasts. We normally record every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific here on our live channel on Twitch, but today we're doing a special Sunday episode because Alvin has an exam. And happy Mother's Day to all you moms.
Thanks.
And your moms.
Y'all have mothers.
The special Mother's Day episode.
Give them a call. Tell them you love them.
Yeah. I didn't call my mom. we hung out on Thursday though.
Oh.
And I got her flowers. She's like, "What's this for?"
I'm gonna be busy on Mother's Day, so.
All right. Well, let's just get started with the show. What you guys been playing? Alvin, what you been playing?
I got a new computer, so I'm playing GTA. I can fucking run it! I'm so happy.
That's a new computer with an asterisk. You only bought two parts.
I bought an SSD. I've had the RAM. The only thing that's here from my old computer is a video card, which will be replaced soon.
Did you have to replace your SSD? Was that the problem?
No, funny story, I was having a lot of computer trouble installing Windows. Turns out I had a bad SATA cable. And so I bought a new SSD because I thought the SSD was faulty. And
now both of them work?
No, I'm returning the other one. Because, I mean, if I can return the other one, I'm going to return it. Because I didn't want to spend this much money on a hard drive. So if I can return it, I'm going to. If I can't, it looks like I have two SSDs.
Where'd you buy the first one from?
Amazon. Ooh. And then this one I went to Fry's in a panic.
It's broken. It doesn't work. Oh well, just throw more money at it.
I came back after buying the hard drive, and it gave me the same error. I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And then I was like, "You know what? Maybe it's the same cable."
This is my life.
Does I don't know. When you return something with Fry's, are they giving you your money back, or is it like?
Yeah, I think it's money back. Credit. They ask you if are you gonna get something else, and then they'll give you a refund or.
Mm.
Okay. Store credit.
I thought they have a 10% restocking fee. No? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Usually.
So what have you played since putting it on?
Playing a little bit of GTA. That's all I had time for.
How's Hearthstone run on it?
I haven't installed Hearthstone yet, but I'm sure it'll be good.
Oh, you did a fresh install of Windows.
Yeah. I guess. Because the problem was, when I put the SSD in the second time after I built my computer, it logged into Windows, and I'm like, I'm going to do a format. I'm going to delete everything, and that's when it started giving me shit.
Mm. You didn't test the true hard drive killer, Heroes of the Storm?
No, because all I could download in between, like, the time it went up and running, and now...
Oh, you can download. You 56k? What are you talking about?
It was taking 10 minutes.
No one to play with? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. Is that what you said?
No, I said it was taking up all my bandwidth.
Oh. Damn. That 56k, though.
Can only download one song an hour.
Can't watch two videos at the same time.
That was actually my problem, not an internet problem. Oh, but it feels I can do it. I'm so happy. Oh my god.
Oh my god. What was your computer before? When did you buy it? 2008?
2008. Yeah, I looked up. It was 2008.
God, so, that's a long time.
7 years?
I feel bad for you, son.
I remember me and you built our computers at the same time.
And you've been through like two computers already.
Yeah, I know.
Between now and then. Whatever. Go big or go home. And go broke.
Nice. Well, good for you, Alvin. We're glad GTA can run. You're glad your shit is fast now.
Yeah, dudes.
Welcome to 2015.
Congrats. It's always nice.
Hearthstone Machine.
Okay. Yeah, what you been playing, Richard?
Dabbling in some GTA online. Finally got on that online. Kind of gave up on the story.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't. You,
yeah, I don't know. It's fun. It's both fun. Online, I feel like you really have to play with friends. It's kind of boring playing by yourself. There's not much to do.
Mute your mic.
Who's typing?
I'll mute your mic when you type.
That's ridiculous.
Blue keys.
Yeah, GTA, bit of Hearthstone. Been trying to get back in that Hearthstone.
So how you feeling about Hearthstone? Are you playing a lot? I should be playing a lot of Hearthstone too. Yeah. Well, not a lot, but a lot for me.
It's good. I'm trying to get back on it. I stopped playing for a long time. Stopped doing my dailies, but just trying to get back into it. I always like the collecting aspect of it. So
come see me, I'll wreck you.
Oh,
I started that game up, and then I don't know.
And then you quit.
Yes.
wait, let me guess. You watched the cinematic and then you alt F4'd.
No, pretty much I'd started it up, the music was too loud, and I quit.
What?
You have a volume button on your keyboard? Oh, you're on your mic. Your headset.
Yeah, but it. I don't know. It was just like, oh my god, it's too loud, and I quit. And then Kelvin asked me if I wanted to play GTA. I'm like, yes. And then. I just never got around to it. Wait, so you're not playing? You're not gonna play the GTA 5 story mode?
Me?
No, I was talking. Well, I guess both of you.
No.
I don't know.
That's what Wikipedia is for.
I've always had trouble. I've always had trouble staying with single player games.
Dude, the single player is so good.
Really? But you said
you said
online was so much better last week.
Yeah. Well.
You did say that.
The mission, I guess.
It's recorded. Oh. It's on record.
they're both really good. You're not getting your money's worth if you don't play the single player. It's like long as fuck. It's fun.
That's true. I might come back to it eventually. But
yeah.
It's tough with a lot of single player games coming out. The Witcher 3. Arkham Knight.
What's did you get into Witcher 2? I couldn't.
I didn't play Witcher 2, but Witcher 3 looks fun.
You're not going to play Witcher 2?
No, I asked him if he could get into it, but he never played it.
Maybe.
Dude, I'm
probably not going to play 2, just straight into 3.
Dude, straight up, I think Witcher 2 is just it's a 7 out of 10 game. I don't know what the hype was around that game.
You can have sex in it, right?
Yeah, sex.
that's plus 2 right there.
Yeah, that's at least 5.
Yeah, without the sex, it's a 5 out of 10 game. I didn't think the game was that great. That's why I'm not really hyped for this third one.
We'll see. How big was the second one? The third one looks pretty vast. Really big open world.
Oh god.
It was pretty big, but there's no fast travel in Witcher 2, and I...
What?
I felt like I was just running around all over the place. It was just like pissing me off.
Skyrim. Didn't you play Skyrim?
Skyrim had fast travel.
Skyrim had fast travel.
Oh, I never used it. I liked running around.
What?
I liked running around.
No way.
Fallout makes 3, the world feel big. Kind of like in WoW.
Yeah.
Before you had flying mounts, it makes the world feel more epic. I don't know. Your sense of place.
I was playing Oblivion, and I didn't know there was fast travel.
But granted, I don't finish my single player games.
Yeah, so
I don't want to go to this. Fallout 3. It's really good too. You guys ever play Fallout 3?
Yeah, I beat that and the DLCs. I thought that game was good. I tried to get into Fallout New Vegas. I was like, oh, I live in Vegas. Maybe. But I don't know. I just can't play another Fallout game.
Too bad.
I just couldn't get into it. Here. Well, too much talking.
That initial vastness. I don't know. Getting accustomed to it. You're accustomed to that type of game already. And
yeah, and then like
that honeymoon phase wore off.
That's something about you know the VAT system where it slows down and you shoot the head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I completely hated that. Why doesn't it just do it in real time? Why does it need to go into a fucking matrix?
You could have.
You could have skipped it.
No, I mean like you could straight up just shoot them. It was easier to use back though.
No, it was definitely easier just to use back.
Yeah.
To clear it out.
Well, you do hardcore mode, man.
tools
were there. The tools were there. You're like, oh, I had to eat this meal with my fork and spoon, but I could have just shoved it in my mouth.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
You should see me eat.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I've been playing. GTA and Hearthstone.
Nice. Sounds good. Sounds good.
I've been playing half of that.
What's the other half?
No, just I've been playing GTA.
Oh.
That's it. But I could see that, like, I see GTA for me lasting another week before I quit.
Don't say that. I waited a week. Come on.
Dude, you jumped on the, like, hype train hella late. You've already played.
As if I had a choice.
2 weeks. But, like, I don't know, on May 7th, they did some kind of, like, GTA Q&A, or Rockstar Q&A, and someone asked, like, if there was going to be more heist, and they apparently they have no plans on making more heists. It took a long time just to make these five heists.
A year.
More than that, it took, like, a year and a half.
Yeah. People were so mad.
Mm-hmm.
So mad.
So, like, I don't know. Once these five heists are done, like all that's left to do is, like, save up more money for cars, and like even when you get a fast car, the racing community in the game is not even that big. You're typing again, Alvin.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah. Honestly,
how many heists are there, Gene?
Five.
Five? You've done them all?
No. We've only done three.
Oh, well, I mean, you're almost done. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm almost done. So like
how many hours do you think you put in it?
Online?
Yeah, online.
Maybe 30 hours.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
I'm having a tough time finding the appeal to stay with it for very long. Just because it seems like you're just getting money, spending it on cars or new clothes. Or guns. Guns is the only really true progression, I feel like.
Because
that scales all the way up.
Guns and cars. I think, yeah. But, like, I don't know. Every time I try to get into a race, it'll just be, like, waiting there for 5 minutes just to get one person to join my game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys seem much less enthusiastic about it now than you were 7 days ago. Did you just burn yourself out on it?
Oh, no. The initial play of GTA Online was so fun. When once you get past that, like killing people and stuff, I don't know. The game's not as deep.
Mm-hmm. It's so depressing.
Oh, go ahead, Richard.
Like, it's fun with friends. Hands down, fun with friends. It's not fun playing with other people. I don't know what it is by yourself because there's just like little mini missions. It's kind of like playing a bunch of UMS games. If you were to play with your friends, it's a blast. It's kind of like that. You just hop into different missions with your friends.
Yeah but it's kind of like once you play all the missions, it's kind of gets hella boring.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So would you, if they said, we can release it faster, we can release new missions faster, like, once a month, let's say, we have a new mission, but it's $5 each time for each player.
Specifically a new heist.
Yeah, a new heist, that's what I mean.
Like, that's what I had in my head. Like, that's what's going to keep me coming back to this game, if they kept on releasing more heist, but there's no plans for a heist, then I have no real reason to keep playing.
This game would be fun out of LAN, for sure.
Yeah.
How many players at a time per heist? Whatever.
Four.
Per mission. Four?
Yeah, missions can scale up to like eight, though. I think the missions are would be really fun in out of LAN or something like that.
Yeah.
You guys kill each other and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Alan likes to shoot out tires.
That's just hella fun. Just going around the world killing people.
Do I sound better?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as...
Sorry, it was going on my webcam. My bad.
Okay. What's the server cap? 25 people?
I think 30.
30?
Yeah. Okay. I've never seen 30 people, though.
I think a bigger server would be more fun. Because... the times you meet people in the game are kind of far and
few and far between. What if they made it free to play? What if they made the first heist free? And then they're like, oh, you can buy the new heist for like $5, $10 each. How would you feel about it?
Oh, the first heist sucks.
Would you think
the first heist sucks.
Okay, let's say they put the best heist.
It's additional,
free.
Like additional DLC heist.
I'm saying if the game is structured as a free-to-play, let's say they let you try like the first heist for free, whatever, and you can, kind of like an iPhone game, you can buy like the first chapter of the game for free, but the second, third, fourth, fifth chapter to pay money. Would you rather that, or would you rather be this $50, and then they'll slowly, slowly release new ones for free?
I like the slow one, because it extends the longevity. That's what Payday did. They release a lot of DLC and expansion packs, and people still keep coming back to it.
You know how GTA 4 had those big single player DLCs? They were still in Liberty City, but like completely different storyline, different voice acting.
Like, hey, Tony.
Yeah, all those. Instead of releasing like, I wonder what the DLC for GTA 5 is going to be. I wonder if it's going to be more. Like single player DLC, or if it's because I would rather just if they released like more heist instead of a single player DLC.
I wonder what percent of players who get the game play heist or play like online more versus who play single player and don't play it or don't play the online or whatever.
I guarantee more people play single player,
yeah,
and then just don't touch the online.
Oh man,
so that's why I don't really think they're gonna do more heist.
Yeah. You mean like more DLC heist?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, historically, GTA has always been a single-player game.
Yeah.
And people loved it. That's why.
No, straight up, I don't even think GTA Online is not even polished at all. Like, there's a lot of, you get disconnected and it kicks you off into the single-player mode.
Oh, the interface is horrible. It's the worst.
The interface is fucking terrible.
It's the worst.
Kelvin's saying they should have custom-made maps. Like, use map settings. Players can make their own heist as a community. I think that would be a great idea.
I see what he says. Right? Like, there's a lot of custom-made, like...
Yeah, people can do that, right?
There's a lot of custom-made races. I'm not too sure about missions, though.
Yeah, I think there's a few missions, too. They kind of end up being, like, mini-games.
Yeah. But the custom-made heist, I guess that'd be kind of cool, but... It's not going to have the voice acting, the motion cap, all that.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. And so those sound like a pretty big deal, I guess, right? And they make it much more engaging, much more cooler.
And I was also wondering, like, if someone made a custom-made heist, how do they set, like, the payout at the end of the heist, Richard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they going to be able to set that up too?
Maybe.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Which would make it totally worthless.
Yeah, I don't think people are going to be able to. I don't know. We'll see.
They would just make heists just to play, no payout. I'd do it for the fucking money, bro.
My cars.
Except my friends are stingy, and every time like I set up the heist, and then like the main person gets 50% and everyone gets the main person gets 55% and everyone else in the heist gets 15%. My friends always want more money.
you had to front all the risk though.
I know.
They don't know.
There was like before nobody readies up. They're just like, "Hey man, can I get a little more?" So I have to give 5% extra to everyone.
That's pretty fun. I like that though.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it's really good. Like the online is, I would say it's better than Payday 2.
You guys play Payday?
I have not.
I don't know. That's a toss up.
Well, the heist. I had more fun with this game than I did with Payday 2. Mm. I feel like.
Mm. That's another game for me to buy.
Well, here's what I've been playing. I've been playing Tyrael on Hearthstone.
Tyrael?
Because he was free.
You mean Heroes?
In Heroes. Because he was free, and I was like, I don't know how to play any warriors. Like, I hate playing Tyrael. He's fucking so strong. And so I played, like, man, Tyrael is tight.
Dude, he's really like fun. He has like the best ult ever.
His charge. Oh,
the
okay.
Charge stun.
Heroes, 1-on-1. What's Tyrael do, Steven? You always do these right.
I played. Hold on. I have it up here. I forgot what he does, what the names of the skills are and stuff.
He has a slash.
Oh, I know what he does. He's my main.
All right, go ahead, Gino.
Spit it.
Well, his Q, he drops a sword on at a location that he could teleport to. You can use that to pretty much close in on someone or get away.
Does damage to you.
It does damage. And he has a W that applies a shield. And his E is pretty much a forward slash. And if you run through it, you get a speed boost.
Doesn't it slow, too? Slow enemies?
Mm-hmm. Mm, really?
Yeah, slows enemies.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then his ult, the only ult you should get is the... is the charge stun.
What's the other one?
It's sanctification. While channeling, Tyrael makes all his allied heroes invincible for 3 seconds.
Yeah, but there's like a key word in there, while channeling.
Yep.
You don't want to
get stunned.
Yeah. You're going to get stunned.
Yeah. I played some Tyrael too. His charge feels so powerful when you go in.
Because you knock everybody away.
Yeah, and, well, hopefully your team follows up. It's just the worst when your team doesn't follow up.
What the fuck, you idiots!
Yeah, they collapse on you and you're dead.
Yeah, too. So for being a warrior, I feel like he has good mobility, and that's really fun. And he can do a lot of damage, so he makes Tyrael very fun, strong, but hard to kill. Mm-hmm. His trait is stupid though. His trait is just when he revives, he becomes a living bomb, so he just will detonate after 5 seconds or something. So it's kind of stupid, but
everybody just runs away.
But level 20 does 1,000 damage.
It's very. Well, it's strong. It's like getting a kill with that thing is so satisfying.
It's true. But otherwise, it's kind of dumb because, I mean, you only use it when you're dead. Mm-hmm. And if you're good, you ain't dying.
No, you die on purpose. Next level meta, dude.
Yeah, so I'm playing a lot of Heroes. Heroes is good. I'm digging it. I just haven't spent any more cash. I'm going to try to stop spending cash like the end of the summer. I spent $50 already. I think I'm good for now.
Oh yeah,
wait, I was just $6. Never mind.
Yeah, I bought the bundle and I bought some other stuff like Stimpak and something, and I bought Zeratul, I think. So I'm just gonna hold off for a little bit.
I have 10 skins. I don't know how it happened. I just woke up one morning after a night of drinking.
And then so I also been playing Hearthstone because I'm trying to learn. But I'm just playing through each class. I think I said the last. I'm playing through each class, trying to just level them up, get all of the like the Paladin class cards and the Warlock class cards. I think I'm halfway. Nice. I can beat normal computer pretty easily now, and I try to watch the streams and I kind of get it. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting more into Hearthstone slowly. I'm going to buy the expansions, but I'm going to wait till I go on vacation and buy them right before I go on vacation and play on the plane.
That's a good way to
That'll kill
it.
Some time.
Yeah.
Wait, is there Wi-Fi on the plane?
No, but do you need Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Fuck!
Because you get cards. And so they won't...
You get service. You get service right. In the air, right?
Could.
Yeah, but no. Yeah, but no. Ah, I forgot. Damn it, I thought you could play single player without it.
It's not going to crash the plane.
Cassie says if you go on United and you answer a survey, you get free Wi-Fi for an hour.
That's pretty good. I'm not going to United, though.
Yeah, just play it on your phone.
That's okay. Yep, yep. I'm actually getting a new phone on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I ordered it. It's coming Tuesday.
Six. Mm-hmm. The new six?
No, I got a new Motorola. New Motorola.
The walkie-talkie Moto. One?
Something like that. Something like that. Boop, boop. But yeah, speaking of Hearthstone, World of Warcraft, first topic of the week, World of Warcraft has dropped to 7.1 million subscribers. Whoa! It was 10 million at the end of the fourth quarter. So just about 3-4 months ago, it was 10 million. Now it's dropped 30%. What do you guys think of that?
I think that's right. Should have dropped. Like, I don't know.
Do you think that's too much, too little? Do you think it's warranted?
It's warranted, in my opinion. Oh, you want me to say why?
Yes.
Alright, I think BlackRock Foundry, normal, like, you're not getting the gear sucked. You weren't getting upgrades for that. That's why, like, all the casual people may have quit because of that. Ashran was completely shit. PvP was shit. Garrisons really fucked it up. Like, because nobody was in town and shit. Mm-hmm. Alright, those are probably the four things, I think. Fucked it up for.
It's a shame because the questing was so good. We were when we leveled up. We were so hyped about it because the leveling,
90 to 100 was amazing.
It was awesome, best one.
And then 100 to item level 700 was
garbage. It's garbage. Like
Alva, what are your thoughts?
It's dead to me now. It's because it's just like Gina said. It got so boring. Like just doing BRF. And then getting shit that's like 10 levels above you, 10 item levels, so that's not even a big enough increase. I understand, and I'm part of that drop. So it's like it's coffin.
Like I had no drive to raid at all. Like every time we ran BR BlackRock Foundry, like I got nothing. So I was like, oh, I don't even want to play anymore. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because it was hard, and I wasn't getting anything.
It's depressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they announced they were going to increase all the item levels from BlackRock Foundry. Not that much. By five.
It wasn't.
Yeah. So you're saying is if the number was higher, you would have felt more motivated to do it.
Pretty much.
What?
I don't think so.
I disagree with you. I think it's because the game is old. It's 10 years old. I think the game is better than it has ever been, and there's more stuff to do. And yeah, the garrison makes you feel less like in a massively multiplayer game, but who cares? Like all you did before was run around Orgrimmar or Ironforge anyways.
That was half the fun.
So like I think PvP is not any different than it was before. It's the same. Which, if you liked it before, you probably still like it now.
No. Healing PvP, it was only good if you were a druid. Like,
But that's every expansion, that's every major patch. Like, it always goes in cycles like that. Mm-hmm. You can't isolate it to this one time that it's just plummeted in as far as quality goes this one time. I think you were just also sour because the paladin healing was bad. Yes. And your paladins have no hots.
Well, so pretty much I'm just saying why I quit. Those four reasons is why I quit.
Yeah.
I don't think they changed the formula enough. I mean, like you said, it's been 10 years. We know the whole thing. It's raiding or PvP. And yeah, I think we're just burnt out of what WoW is. Maybe WoW is done. It's going to be really tough to come back from this because they're already on a steady decline and they really need to pull out all the stops this expansion.
I agree. Well, I agree. But I also think if we were all still raiding, if we all still had time to raid, that raiding was so fun that we'd still be playing. Because since we quit WoW, I can't remember when I played games with more than like five people at a time. There's one time we did that here. It was just last week where we played together.
It can't be just us, though. You know, the numbers.
Yeah.
The numbers talk.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's not our just subset of friends. They didn't do something right. I think developers dropped the ball on this one.
Really? Because I feel like this on this show we were singing the praises 3 months ago about how great this expansion was.
Yeah, the leveling system. The leveling, the questing, that part of the game was great. But
so you thought the end game was lame?
The end game wasn't good.
I thought this was the best end game that they've had. I felt like there was the most things to do. There was a variety of things to do, and I didn't feel obligated to do anything. I could just play how I wanted to play, and I think partly, yeah. Like we're like the primary audience of WoW players, right? We grew up with this game since we're in high school. Like now we're all much busier than we were back then. And most people who play WoW are probably our age group or older. So like it's just harder to play. There's not many high schoolers or teenagers joining this game who have the time. So yeah. I guess they don't appreciate what WoW has to offer. They don't get it, or it's not appealing to them. Mm-hmm. For us not having time to play together, you know, we obviously fall apart as a guild. And I think a lot of people, WoW's audience, probably males aged 25 to 45, run into the same problem. It's just no time to play and get together.
I think WoW is turning into what EverQuest was when WoW first came out. Because all I remember is, like, the only people I knew that played EverQuest 2 when we were playing WoW were just a bunch of old people. Like, those guys in Kung Fu were, like, 24, 25, like, yeah.
Think so.
We play EverQuest. And yeah. Then, now that WoW's old, it's just like, true. Oh man, EverQuest is such an old game. Why don't you switch to WoW? But there's nothing to replace WoW now, so we just don't do anything.
You got
to
keep in mind, too, back when WoW came out, it didn't have games like League of Legends, Hearthstone to compete with. It was kind of not as much time investment in one sitting, you know?
Yeah.
You can kind of play and get out when you need to.
Yeah.
Do your homework, et cetera.
You're right.
All of us have. Gamers nowadays have ADD, me included.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I agree. It's tough to keep people's attention. And especially you paying $15 a month, content doesn't come out until every 4 or 5 months. It's tough. Where do you think WoW goes from here, guys?
That next expansion better come out soon, I feel like.
World of Warcraft 2.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They need to do some major swings in development or some direction. If they need to come back, they need to do something drastic.
I think if WoW can't do it, then MMO gaming is dead.
Yeah.
Because WoW originated it, and the people that tried afterwards, their games just died due to WoW. So if they can't figure out something, nobody can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like WoW can only kill WoW. And it's starting to get there.
I think it's just, yeah, it's time. I think the next expansion, we'll probably see, probably go back up to 8.5 million at its peak. And I don't think it'll go up, I don't think it'll go up to 10 million again.
Well, I think they're fine. They got, 12 million people signed up for the beta for Heroes of the Storm. And then there's 30 million people playing Hearthstone. So at least they have something to land on.
WoW's their cash cow, though. That monthly subscription is a whole nother beast. That's a beast. That's a ton of money. It's going to be tough. Hopefully they got a big bankroll going.
That's like 3 million people not paying $15 a month.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
But they got microtransactions. Sad. They got microtransactions with skins now. Hopefully that'll keep them going.
Yeah, it's a little sad. It's a little sad to see it go. I hope it doesn't go. I'm going to reactivate soon.
Really?
That's
really?
$45 million. Gone.
Some quick, not so quick math out.
Yeah. I have to open my calculator app.
Wait, you're going to resubscribe?
I'll probably play it again, yeah, because I still like the game. I still stand by saying this is the best expansion. It's the most accessible. Kelvin's talking about it. LFR was a godsend. Like, there's so much stuff to do in the game. It's just how you want to look at it.
There is something, because I remember Wrath of the Lich King. I remember, like, thinking in the beginning, it was super lame. I leveled up my warrior. I'm just like, oh, I'm done playing. And then out of nowhere, it was like, hey, we started Alliance again. And then we started doing that, like, more stuff. That endgame content, and I had so much fun.
It's because we started playing again.
Because we had so much time. We had a lot of time back then.
Yeah. Oh,
that's true. Like, I don't remember doing anything in game, except running around Dalinar. Like, and I would just grind and grind dungeons all day. Like, that wasn't necessarily more fun, but it was fun because there's always people on. Because we were only in high school or like early years of university. Like, there was plenty of, there was like plenty of time for us to always be on. Mm-hmm. But as like Kevin said, as people start getting busy, no time, people aren't on, it's not as fun. Just like you can play GTA all you want, you play by yourself, it's freaking lame.
Yeah. Getting old too, man.
I think it's where your friends are at, and I think what's happening to WoW is your friends are leaving the game, so you're leaving the game.
Your anatomy. Can't sit at a desk for 8 hours a day anymore. It's rough. My back starts to hurt. I can't feel my legs. It's terrible.
Shut up. You have a DX racer chair. If I had that, I could sit on my computer forever.
You already do, man.
You already do.
I know. I already do, but it would be a lot more comfortable.
Yeah. Do you think there? What would be the next game that can bring 10 or more of your friends together and play at the same time?
Overwatch.
For quick session. It seems like we consistently play like those short games like LOL,
Counter-Strike.
Yeah, it's because it's so easy to just have people jump in for a single game.
It's like a 30-minute time investment max.
Yeah.
Overwatch.
I feel like Overwatch will do that. Hopefully that's the right direction.
You think Overwatch is going to have
I feel like Overwatch is going to be 5-on-5.
Yeah,
but... It's 6-on-6.
Do you think it's going to be like Counter-Strike? You know how a whole Counter-Strike game can take like almost 30 minutes?
No, we played some Overwatch matches. It took about 15 minutes each.
Oh, is it like 6-on-6 first to a certain number? Or
it's objective-based.
Oh, just one objective?
It's like Team Fortress.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, Team Fortress. You do the objectives, and then you switch sides.
Same
thing. Yeah. And whoever gets the better score wins. They're quick. TF2 was pretty fun, too. I never really played with too many of you guys, but...
Yeah, me neither. Yep. It's hard.
Honestly, I didn't really like TF2 that much.
What? It was so fun.
I played it for a little bit, but then, like... I don't know. I guess I was just playing Capture the Flag, and... the flag would never get captured. There's always this shit ton of turrets on it.
People just killing each other.
Oh, yeah. It was just felt like deathmatch, but Capture the Flag, and no one was doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's fun, though. I mean, I feel like it got more fun once they released like hats and alternate hats. Weapons. Yeah, they released a crafting system, and it kind of introduced that RP element into it.
Mm.
Yeah. I remember playing, like, man, I wish I could play TF2. And so Steven let me use his account. I got him like all the weapons, and then I bought my own. I was like, "Fuck!"
It's free now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Overwatch.
Overwatch is new hotness. So what we're saying here on this episode is, WoW is the old shit. We're moving on to the new stuff. The new stuff is going to be what carries the hype. It's the Hearthstone. It's the Overwatch. It's the heroes.
The anything less than 30 minutes worth of your time.
Yeah, that old Pinto's starting to slow down.
That's true. Everything's free to play. How do you guys feel about that? You okay with that? You prefer that? Yeah.
We have a source of income now.
Do we?
We can pay to win.
Do we?
I definitely feel like I'm going to be spending more money on free to play shit than I was previously, which sucks as a consumer. But I don't know. It's good for the company, I guess. It's fine.
As long as it's like free to play and not pay to win.
That's a hard line to balance. It's a fine line to walk on.
CSGO skins. Oh, well, CSGO's not free to play, but it's like
fine. All right. So moving on to the new hot stuff since we're talking about it. Heroes of the Storm heroes. There's Kael'thas. He's announced. When is he coming out, Alvin?
Kael'thas.
No. Do you know? I don't think they have a date yet.
Soon. I don't know if they have a date. I think they just opened
the trailer. The trailer's out. Yeah. Trailer's
out. They also announced Johanna, who's like a Diablo crusader.
Is it Johanna or Johanna?
It's Johanna, but I'm American.
Johanna.
Johanna.
what are your thoughts about the new heroes, Richard?
They look cool, as far as the trailer goes. I think I saw a video of Johanna's skills.
Dude, they're so sick.
She looks cool. She looks pretty cool. I haven't gotten a chance to see any of Kil'Thas's skills yet. I think Alvin.
Yeah. Kil'Thas is like a mage,
kind of, I guess. Mm-hmm. But he has a badass pyroblast. So.
Yeah, it's like a fire blast. It's like this phoenix that shoots out and does AoE damage. It's like a mage caster kind of range specialist kind of hero.
Fire mage, Jaina's
or range assassin, maybe.
I feel like Heroes is missing that kind of archetype. They're lacking in that one. Like the
what is it?
The spellcaster.
Spellcaster, like the bursty spellcaster.
What do they what have? Like it? Janna.
Yeah, they have Janna.
Yeah, I think you're right. Janna is the one I think of the most.
Janna.
Nova. Janna Nova.
Nazeebo.
Nazeebo. Yeah, Nazeebo. Nova is more of like an assassin. Like a AD carry-ish hybrid, would you say?
Do you guys feel like Heroes of the Storm get to the point where there's too many heroes and it just becomes overwhelming?
I don't think so. Because LoL has like 100 heroes now.
Yeah, they have a shitload.
Yeah, they have like 120.
Like, Heroes has a fraction of that. A tiny fraction.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Heroes is just barely out. I mean, Heroes got 40 or something. 1, 2, 3. Something like that. And you release a new hero every month, maybe one every 2 months. That's maybe 15, 18 a year. Yeah, I mean, it's good.
They'll always find ways.
You know, you guys saw the tournament, right? The Heroes of the Dorm?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you guys, because I didn't see it, but did you guys see the same heroes getting spammed over and over?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, there's
okay.
There's always a top tier.
For the most part, there's a lot of Sylvanas, there's a lot of Illidan, there's a lot of Tassadar.
Uther.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiran. Right.
That's what I was wondering, because I guess there's a meta.
there's always going to be a top tier, or top tier heroes. But yeah, LoL is at 124 heroes right now. So Heroes got a ways to go.
I mean, if they're gonna end up just copying all the other games' heroes, they got a way to go.
Yeah, they got ideas. They got ideas to base ideas. Things off of ideas.
It's good for us because we start in the beginning. We know all the heroes that they get introduced slowly, so we get trickle effects. Like, oh, exactly. Drop a hero here, drop a hero there. We can learn it. Mm-hmm. But man, we come in new and there's freaking 85 heroes. Like, what the hell does Arthas do? What the hell does Uther do? What is this, a skin? I don't know what's the difference. Because that's how I play LoL. Like, who is this now? I've seen Sona before, but she looks so much different with like an arcade machine. Like, what is this? Huh. It's too much.
It's a lot to take in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why if you're new and you come in, just choose the look at the tier list and choose from the top. And
I thought you were going to say just pick tier.
Well, of course you'll know your character. That's the easy part. But knowing everyone else's character and what they do.
Yeah.
Killing is half the battle.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard.
That's tough.
I don't think that it's as difficult in Heroes, though. Because you remember in LoL, because...
We only have four heroes.
Because in LoL, you have to learn, like, one-on-one matchups and stuff. You don't have to learn that in Heroes of the Storm.
You still gotta know what they're capable of. Like,
yeah.
What alts they're bringing into the table.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, like Uther. Yeah, Uther comes out of nowhere, and I'm... banging on this one guy and shields him and I'm not ready for it. I'm not ready for the bang.
Yeah. Alright, so you guys have the mind. There's no such thing as too many heroes. Bring them on. More.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, pretty much.
Peace. Yep. Take my money.
It makes the game more lively. More change. More things to learn. More things to keep you playing. Yeah, it can be more intimidating for new people, but whatever, still fun, because you'll figure it out as you play anyways.
We already know everything, so whatever.
Yohanna looks pretty cool. She has, like, all the classic Crusader-type skills, like...
She has chicken wing.
She jumps in the air and spears the ground. Yeah, she has the Blessed Hammer. She's charged. She looks cool. I like her. I want to play her.
I like how she looks exactly like in D3. All the skills just downsized.
It's cool.
I don't know. I hated Crusaders in D3, so I don't think I'm gonna play her.
Why do you hate Crusader?
You never know, man.
What if she's top tier? What if she's god tier?
Oh, if she's top tier, I'll play her.
You love Diablo 3 Demon Hunter, but you hate her in Heroes.
What are you talking about? She's like my second favorite character.
Nigga, you were just like, oh, she doesn't even use this skill. What's the point? No smart Demon Hunter uses that.
You haven't played with me, dude. I like spam her all the time. Valor, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I see it. I hear it. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I still think heals is a problem in that game.
Heals?
That's like my healer comps. My biggest curve for the game right now. Just
you're at the level where you're playing and two healer comps are automatic wins for you or automatic losses. Because I'm level 20, like 25, and I don't feel like that's a problem. Dude. At the skill level, like I bet at level 40, I'm not even at that level.
Well, all we do is like, well, I think Gino's talking about like because all we do is play pre-mades, or the only time he plays is pre-mades. So,
because when you group up as five and stuff, you're gonna most likely fight another pre-made.
It's so fun when you don't though.
I know, right?
Calvin and Jonathan are talking about in the chat. You have items in LoL, which makes it more depth, whereas you have talents in Heroes. And I feel like when I pick my hero, I already have a set talent that I'm going for. Whether or not I'm playing with you guys or not, like I still have a set talent tree. Maybe as we get higher and higher into Hero League, that'll change. But I don't foresee it.
What do you guys consider a good game? You guys consider a close game a good game or a stomp a good game? What feels better to you?
A stomp?
Stomp.
Really?
I hate close games.
There's so much back and forth in like a close game.
I like knowing that I'm just like, oh, I outsmarted you. Well, my team did, but it's mostly me.
What about a game that's kind of close, but you kind of know you had it the entire time? You know, like you get that feeling in the back of your head, like, it seems close, but
oh shit,
we're playing better.
Might lose.
Like
that kind of game.
Yeah, like you know, you can outplay these guys mechanically and whatnot.
Of course, we're always gonna say, yeah, when I'm winning by freaking 30, it's fun because winning is fun. Mm-hmm. But the most satisfying wins, it's like when it's so close, it's back and forth. You're like, God, am I gonna win? Am I gonna lose? You thought you gave up, but you're still going, and then you end up winning. Like, ah, it's so satisfying.
Fuck that, I'm there for the easy gold.
You don't even get that much gold, dude.
But it's still easy.
It's like 100 gold.
Oh, it's like 20! Or 30!
Yeah, like a win is 30 gold.
Oh.
I gotta admit, though, like the close games are the most memorable ones.
Heroes of Dorm was so close, and I think that's partly because of the objectives. The objectives help make it back and forth, because you could split push in, or you can just fight away from the objective. That's like a reasonable strategy too. So I think that's what makes it satisfying. That's what makes it fun.
All right. Since I didn't watch, but like, did the teams get to choose the map, or was it random?
Loser. First map was random. Then loser got to pick the next one, and yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Pretty much every time, and five. It was best of five. It's a good series. Good series. So basically, it for heroes to be on the tier list, I find it interesting because they kind of have to be good at almost all. They have to be good at team fights, right? Well, wait. No, since it's losers get to pick every time, they could pick those niche heroes, right? Like Gazlo or something like that.
Oh yeah,
in the competitive scene.
Yeah, if you just feel like, oh, this character is good on this map, or like I'm really good with, say, Stitches, and I'm really good at Stitches on this map, fuck it, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Our team.
Yeah, you can't do that in since you don't know the map going into a game when you I don't know, queue up. You can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what Heroes has on LoL. A little advantage over LoL. They can pick those niche heroes sometimes to add a little spice when they pick
and
the
still
losers.
Be good.
Yeah, when the loser picks a certain map, they can pick certain heroes that favor that map, even though they're not on the tier list. You know, I think we saw a little bit of that in Heroes of the Dorm. some random picks. The crowd go a little wild.
Okay, in LoL, are shit heroes just shit? Like,
yes.
Because like, I'm thinking, like, at least heroes has, like, a shit hero can be good on a certain map, so...
Hmm. Yeah, yeah, I think that makes it,
Alvin, more, yes.
More
yes.
Variety. So, yeah. Mm. Alright, anything else you guys want to discuss?
Hearthstone card back? Card back mount. What?
Fucking best mount. I am hands down buying that mount.
When was that? Oh, there's a mount. That's a Hearthstone.
There's a mount, and then it's a Hearthstone card that you could ride around on. Mm-hmm. They ride on top of it like a magic carpet, and then you can get the regular card back, the legend card back, and something else. It's so sick.
They know how to make money. That's for sure.
Seriously.
There's a new skin for Stitches. That's like bikini.
The bikini Stitches.
Yeah.
So hot.
Ugh.
He has like a what is that? Like a sand shovel, and then like a bucket in the other hand. It's so cool.
Have you guys bought skins yet? I don't think I've purchased one.
I have skins. I have skins from the bundle, but other than that, I don't think so.
I kind of want to buy a skin, but I haven't yet. No skin has really caught my eye.
Just get drunk.
Oh. But I'm also still trying to find out which heroes like I love. So far, Zagara and Thrall and Tyrael, my loves.
that Hellhammer Thrall is pretty cool, or the Fel Orc Thrall.
There's a lot of skins out there. Way to go, Kyros. They need to keep that up. That's their skins are so much better than Maul's, hands down.
But man, they have a uphill battle to climb against Dota and LoL.
Yeah, that's true. They're showing up a little late to the game.
But I do think they have enough differentiating factors to make it compelling to try.
Mm-hmm.
Especially a lot of people who don't like MOBAs who are
into it. Do you think they're ever going to reach like even half of LoL's numbers? Because I don't even... Not in like even in 2 years.
I don't know how many people play LoL. Like 50 million?
I think it'll get there. Free games tend to take off reasonably well. And it has a Blizzard stamp behind it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious how much people play LoL. It's probably freaking bajillion people. Half, though?
Nah. I don't think it's like...
Hey, well, LoL took that audience away from Dota, too. Right? And now LoL's...
LoL's from Dota. When it came out, Dota 2 didn't come out for like another 2 years or something.
Well, there's a beta too, right?
Yeah, I don't think Heroes can get to half of LoL either. I think they can probably get close to Dota 2 or match it, but I don't think they can get to LoL numbers.
LoL gets 67 million monthly players.
Damn.
Hearthstone's 30 million?
Yeah.
Damn.
Those are just accounts, 30 million accounts. I don't know how many active players Hearthstone has.
That's true. I believe. I think it'll get there.
Alright, so in 2 years, May 2017, over or under 35 million active players?
You're right.
Under.
Over.
Under. It's going to be under.
Over. I'm going with over.
2 years.
You guys are going to buy me canes.
<In 2 years. laughs> I'm going to say under as well. I hope not, though.
Yeah, I'm optimistic. But realistically,
it depends on the esports scene too. I think if there's like a lot of esports attraction, they might get people to want to pick it up.
I don't even think Dota is like half of LoL.
Over 35. Hey, population's always rising on Earth, so it's leaning in my favor.
by the time those people are old enough to buy and build a computer and play this game, who knows? They'll still be around.
They'll be like, oh, you heard about that old game called Heroes of the Storm?
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of curious, like, how many Koreans have played Heroes of the Storm, or how many of them play it now?
Oh, that's a great question. That's a great barometer of...
Because I think it's going to be part of, like, oh, look, all the Koreans are playing it. I'll play it.
Some more competitive heads. Big competitive figures.
Mm.
They need a contract Day 9 and Artosis.
keep. Well, it's also where, I guess, where the professional money is, right? Maybe if there's a lot of professional money, more professionals play, then more coverage on Twitch, blah blah blah. I don't know. I don't think it's going to take away from LoL.
When How did long has LoL been there? Out? What?
LoL's been out for like 7 years. Like,
I didn't.
8 years.
'09.
'09.
Yeah, but I don't think it took off until 2011.
When did LoL take off? Like, when was that like ramp up point?
2011.
So, like, what did it though?
I think after the season one. I don't know. It just got really popular after that. After the season one tournament. And then season two started happening.
Find a way to make all the high school Asian kids play it, because they all follow each other.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was actually talking to my little cousin who's in high school right now, and I asked her, so do a lot of kids play video games nowadays? And she said, yeah, it's actually like more of the mainstream thing kind of do. It's not like considered like a nerdy thing anymore. A lot of people play video games in high school.
I bought the sick Lenovo laptop to play League of Legends.
Hey, Martin did that. He did do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More That's gamers. Good. More gamers in the future equals closer to that 35 million for Heroes of the Storm. For me.
I still feel like, I don't know, people are, high school kids are still going to jump onto LoL just because of its popularity, you know? Unless, like...
But you like what you like. I don't know.
When I talk to a lot of people about gaming, I always ask, oh, I bet you play LoL, huh? And they always play LoL. a lot of people I talk to, like, just talking about video games, they all play LoL.
The fuck is Counter-Strike? The fuck? Nerd? I play League of Legends.
A lot of people play Dota back then, too. It was a pretty dominant game.
Oh, yeah. It's very brown-heavy. It's a very brown people heavy game. Oh, do you play Dota? Oh, me too.
The Philippines still plays Dota 1.
Yeah, because they can't. I remember I was in the Philippines once, and like this is by the time like GeForce 4 was old. I was like, hey, what's the best video card I can get here? Because you can get shit super cheap there. Like, hey, what's the best video card in your store? He's like, oh, GeForce 2. And I was just like, talk.
32 megabyte.
It's like, in my head, I was like, for real? And then I realized, like, I went to a LAN center, and they were still playing, like, Counter-Strike 1.3, and Steam was out already, so I was like, okay, never mind.
Fuck, you guys did not make it.
Asia. Behind the bandwagon.
Yeah, it's the Stone Age back there, dude.
Yeah.
I think there's PS3 starting to become popular there.
Wow. That's not a good. That's definitely not a good market for Sony. Get out.
Xboxes don't exist, man.
Yeah, Xbox. Hell no. This is not dominant in Asia at all. For sure. For sure.
PC Cafe is gonna go to PC Cafe, play for 18 hours and die. So worth it.
They do it.
I died happy.
They go hard in the paint. That's for sure.
All right, well, that about does it for this week's episode of our first/second episode of Warstomp Radio. If you have an opinion about whether Heroes of the Storm will reach 50% of LoL's active players or not, email us at warstompradio@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can catch us. You can see our Twitter handles in the chat. I'm at SteveNguyen22. That's NGUYEN22. You can find Richard at...
E0.Aegis.
E0.
Twitter. We're talking about Twitter. You can reach me at Aegis3425 on Twitter.
At AlvinZors. I tweet a lot.
Gene Delcy, I think that's it.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to tweet more because it's kind of fun. It's kind of stupid.
Just wait until someone famous like replies to your tweet and then just like, oh man, I'm gonna tweet at every famous person.
Has anyone famous ever tweeted you, Alan?
Dude, Cascade follows me on Twitter. Dash Berlin follows me on Twitter. Come see me.
Well, if you'd like to follow us, go ahead and follow us. If you got a topic that you want us to discuss, email us, tweet at us. You know where to hit us up. Next time, you can find us on Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific, on our Twitch channel. You guys have anything you want to plug or shout out?
Nope.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I was saying I want to plug your mom, but that's
me. Plug your mothers. Plug your mothers. Plug them up.
All right. Well, so long. Sayonara from... all right, from our base station, go. Play the music.
Wow.
Storming out of rain, the clouds are moving. I know you're happy.